Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this vision. We thank you, Lord, that the assignment, the call that you have given our apostle. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in his life. We thank you, Lord, that we are part of this vision. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, that as him and Sister Carolyn celebrate their anniversary, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that they will have many, 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 many more. Holy Spirit, as I yield to you tonight, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you must increase and I must decrease, that no flesh will glory in your presence. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. You all can be seated. I know the last time that I had ministered, a couple of months ago, I was teaching on that we are called to be fishers of men. So tonight's message is going to tie into that message. This card that I have, how many of you all keep this card on you and keep it with you? Keep it with you? Okay, come on, keep your hand up. Don't worry about the ones who don't have their hand up. Okay. All right, we keep this card with them, okay? Because as I'm teaching tonight, it's going to really put a lot of emphasis on why that we should carry this card and why the card is so important when it comes to the things of God. Amen? All right. Tonight, my message is going to be on be my guest. Be my guest. All right, that's the name. Be my guest. All right. And as we see on this card right here about being my guest, we see Word of Life Christian Center, Highway 22, the time, 9 a.m. Sunday, and Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Also, we see changing lives of people with what? With the Word of God. Huh? Notice it says changing lives of what? People. That's what this ministry is all about. It's about meeting the needs of the people. Okay? All right? Okay. All right, I want you to open your Bibles to, I'm going to give you a couple of definitions before you turn to the scripture. I want you to write these definitions down. Guest. Guest is a person to whom hospitality is extended. Okay? Guest is a person to whom hospitality is extended. All right? Hospitality. We had the Minister of Health meeting Saturday, and Dr. Montreal had mentioned about the ushers and different reports. I was an usher for about 18 years, the greeters. And it's also going to tie into when the guests come is how we is to, you know, how we interact with them, okay? So that's why I'm giving you a definition or a hospitality, the quality or disposition of receiving and treating guests. Treating guests. I thought about as I was writing that definition down, treating guests. I thought about when Brother Larry said when he first came and joined the ministry, he said how Mr. Fowler gave him a warm welcome, how he made him felt. So how Mr. Fowler made Brother Larry felt, it had a whole lot of Brother Larry's decision of joining his ministry. Amen. Okay? So at the same time, when you're thinking about as we flow in the ministry of helps and how we interact and how we treat people when they come, think about when you invite someone. Think about how you approach them and watch this here. When it comes to dealing with people, when it comes to get that, it's not a flesh thing. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So you know when you invite your guests, when your guests come here, they're going to get the word. Okay? Now, a lot of times when we're thinking about We think about guests. First thing we think about, going to somebody's house or somebody coming to our house and eat. Okay? Yeah, they're going to eat when they come here, but it's not going to be the type of food we eat. Okay? All right. And guess what? When they come, the food is not going to be raw. It's not going to be rare. It's going to be just right. Okay? All right. Okay. Okay. Because I remember my chore coming up as a kid. My daddy had some hunting dogs. I used to feed the dog. But when a certain program was would come on, I wanted to watch the program. Because, see, at that time, when you missed it, you just missed it. You ain't had no to my record. There was no record. So what I used to do is, I wanted to see that show at a certain time. So what I would do is, I'd take the food and just throw it over the fence. Daddy wondered, why them dogs fighting like that? I didn't throw the food over the fence. Because why? I wasn't feeding them right. But at the same time, that's the reason why when we come here, our apostle makes sure that we are being fed right. Okay? He going to make sure. He even said Sunday about texting when he ministers. So sometimes we think about, man, what's wrong with texting while I'm ministering? He want to make sure that you get fed right. Okay? All right. All right, let me finish that definition of hospitality. The quality or disposition of receiving and treating guests and what? Strangers. A lot of people that you come in contact when you are inviting them, they might be a stranger. Somebody you don't even know. Last month, they had a funeral here. And they had a man came to the funeral, and everybody left. So later on, he got a hold of Troy, because he seen Troy. Now watch this, just watch. He seen Troy, so I was in the back cleaning up, all right? So when he got a hold of Troy, Troy called me and asked me, did I sing the man he was looking for his earplug, okay, hearing aid. Hearing aid, that's what he was looking for, his hearing aid. He lost his hearing aid when he was here. So Troy called me because he figured that if it went by me cleaning up, I probably seen that hearing aid. Okay? So when the man came, lost and found, just looking and everything. But notice one thing about it, when Troy called me, I didn't say, man, I don't feel like being bothered with no hearing aid. Man, I'm doing something, too busy. See, a lot of time when God prompts us to minister to somebody, sometimes we're too busy. We almost like that sister called Martha. We coming about many things. But guess what? When it comes to witness at a particular time, it's one thing is needful. One thing. Everybody say one thing. See, because see what it is, we put a lot of emphasis on a lot of things because I'm busy. It's not about you being busy all the time. It's one thing, because why? The Bible talks about in Luke chapter 15, when the scriptures say, there's rejoice in heaven over one sinner that repented, more than 99 just persons that need no repentance. All right, let me ask you a question. Just think about this here. Let's just put a $100 bill aside. Somebody said, now where are we going here? Let's just put a $100 bill aside. Okay, I'm going somewhere. All right, let's think about this here. If we had a hundred wands, not $100 bill, because if you lose that $100 bill, you might say, "Man, I lost $100 bill." All right, now if you won't get cocky with me, I'll say, "Okay, folks, you lost all your money then." All right, I'm going somewhere. Because somebody get cocky to me, well, that's all right if I lose $100 bill. I got a whole bunch more. I'm not talking about that. I'm going to a point. My point is, if you got a 100 wands and you lose one of those wands, how much time you going to spend trying to find that $1? Oh, no, what you probably say, I got 99, so I ain't thinking about that, just that $1. I ain't thinking about that $1. Notice when we go to the store or the supermarket, guess what? We see buku pennies on the ground. Ain't nobody going to pick up no penny. Ain't nobody, oh, no, I ain't picking up. Now, I'm not telling you to go pick up no pennies. I'm not saying, apostle teaching us about prosperity. I'm not talking about picking up no pennies. But my point is, when it comes to one individual, the Lord put a lot of emphasis in that one instead of a whole lot. Because he said that rejoice over that one than more than that 99. Because no one would say, somebody might say, oh, that's all right. I got $99. So what about that one? Suppose when it came to me as one. Suppose it came to you as one. And somebody say, that's all right. I ain't going to minister to them. They ain't just for one person. Because why? You look around, all of us was that one. But if you add all of us together, that one then turned into about 200 or 300 in here right now. But see what we do. Oh, Lord, help. But see what we do here. We look at the mass. We look at how many people. It's not about how many people. It's about what you're doing with one. Being just hold on one hand. Just one finger. Just one. If you minister to one person a week, you done done your job. Let's get back to this man. Let's get back to this man. So I took him all around and walking him around and everything with his hearing aid, looking for his hearing. He's looking around hearing aid. All right. But my main focus was it was and the apostle had taught all preached the funeral. Oh, you talking about what's powerful? You talking about what's powerful? So I'm saying to myself, this man ain't come here by no hearing aid. So he got on that for you. Now watch this here. See, a lot of time when you're witnessing to people, remember I mentioned about don't jet the fish too fast. Because, see, now I could have been in here walking around with him, talking with him and everything. No, I just waited. So by the time he got to the foyer, instead of letting him go, I said, sir, I said, are you born again? He said, I don't know. Now, when somebody tell you something they don't know, it's time for you to let them know. You gotta let them know. You gotta know you saved, just like you know your name, just like you know your social security, just like you know that your phone number on that phone. You gotta know that. So I told him, I said, he said, yeah. So I said, you want to make sure you know. So I prayed with him. He got wound up getting born again. All right. So my next step was, remember, they go to this car. I had a car with me. So I gave him one of these cards. So once I gave him a card, I told him, I said, you gonna come visit? He said, oh yeah, I'm coming. He said, boy, he said, that was a powerful message, Apostle Thompson and minister. That was a powerful message. Okay. So I said, okay. That was last month. All right. Sunday, I'm standing here by the sound booth. See, what I do is I stand by that sound booth a whole lot. So I say, whenever I invite somebody, I say, just look for me. I'm going to be standing by that sound booth. So here a man comes standing here, standing on the side of me. This Sunday, I looked at him. I didn't know who he was. He said, I'm the one that you helped me looking for my hearing aid. So I said, okay. Now, I'm, you know how J.R. Smith made that boo-boo playing the game? I'm almost looking kind of stupid now. Here, I'm going to invite the man. I don't even know who the man is now. So now I got to say, oh, yeah, sure, I know you now. I remember you now. Then he told me, before he left, prior to leaving, I said, you're going to find your hearing aid, because he ain't find it here because it wasn't here. I said, you're going to find your hearing aid. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to find it. He told me, say, guess what? He told me about what I was saying. He said, I found my hearing aid. See, it wasn't about that man coming in about no hearing aid. It was about that man getting saved. See, we got to always remember when an apostle is teaching us on Sunday and teaching us on Wednesday, we got to always remember ministry is not over with. See, we think about, we look at, oh, yeah, I done got full. I done got the word of God. No, ministry not over with. Because the Bible said, as the word of God go forth, signs and wonder go follow. The signs and wonder go follow you, because why? At the same time, you don't receive the word of God from the man of God, and you go out there, and signs and wonder is still following. Then, okay, Sunday here, my wife and I, that was all this happening on Sunday. Be my guest. All right. So my wife, now watch this. This is another thing also too. A lot of time when you could be witnessing or you want to minister to someone because everybody got a desire to do what God calls to do. All right. I'm so excited right now. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, about prison ministry. See, that's the reason why when it comes to evangelism, when it comes to doing this here, my father never went out because I've been in prison ministry for over 25 years. Thank God for Brother Greg Calhoun. Because when apostles told him and said, when it came to the inmate had run, I mean, he'd been on it just like white on rice. See, because why? At the same time, that is a part of the vision that God have given our apostle is to go out there and win. Because why? And guess what? We got something really to minister to them about. Why? Because we're talking about to them, or ministering to them about their soul. It's the soul. So my wife and I, we went to the, see, another thing too, let me go back. When we go to the store, think about if you're going fishing, because I told you I'm going to run parallel to this here, if you're going fishing. Sometimes it's not good to go to the same fishing pond all the time. That don't mean they ain't got no fish in the water. Sometimes the fish just don't bite. And they don't bite and make you think that they ain't got no fish in the water. They there. You go to that same Walmart, you wonder, I wonder if they got some sinner day in there, but it just ain't biting. Because the point is, because the reason why they're not biting, because the Lord didn't lead you there. He might have led you to go to one in Prairieville, but no, I ain't going to Prairieville. I don't want to burn that much gas. I'm too tired. I'm too hungry. So I'm going where it's convenient at. I'm going to the local store. Ain't nothing wrong with going to the local store. But sometimes what we got to do is, we got to, the Bible said in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, and the Lord is leading us for to go somewhere where he got it all set up for us to meet someone else. So what you think the first star going to come to me? What store are we going to stop to? Oh, yeah, we're going to stop the Ralph's. That's what I said. Let's stop the Ralph. Then all of a sudden, I said, well, let's go to Walmart. And they go Walmart. Yeah, I said, let's go to Walmart. All right. So then all of a sudden, my wife mentioned, she say, let's go to Lamb and Dola's. I said, Lamb and Dola's? I said, okay, yeah, let's go to Lamb and Dola's. So here we go on to Lamb and Dola's. I'm up there pushing the basket and everything, my wife. And see, another thing, too, it's good a lot of time to go to go out, whether to eat or do something. We even left church because the anointing of God on you. Then the people, them sinners, or people that ain't went to church, they see you dressed up. Don't be ashamed. I'm going to hurt them, take my suit off or my dress off because I don't want people to see I just came from church. They need to see you just came from church to be under some conviction. So keep the clothes on. Keep them on. Because why they, like apostles say, they treat you different. I'm up there waiting on my wife. The man asked me, he say, you need some help? I said, no, I'm just waiting on my wife. People treat you different. And they know you just came from church. So we got to the cash register. And the lady, here I'm up there getting stuff out of the basket. And I'm going kind of slow. Going kind of slow. Thank God, Apostle teaching on the soul. Because my wife telling me, why are you going so slow? Boy, if she probably would have told me that before Apostle told me about that soul, teaching on the soul. See, now I'm, thank God for that message. I'm catching now. I might have told her, said, you want me to help you, or you won't get the stuff out of this basket. Don't try to show me up in the store. That's my soul. But I ain't seen that. I know why. That's the reason why some of the whole y'all laughing, because y'all know when you go in them stores, you're a clown. I know that. And then when you see somebody that you know, all of a sudden, hey, how you doing? Like the Lord don't see you. You got more respect for somebody else than you got for the Lord. Fooled me too. So I'm getting the stuff out of the basket. I'm kind of taking my time and everything. But the reason why I was kind of taking my time, Bill, because my wife don't know what's going on and what's happening to me. I want to know is what to say or when, if it's to say something to this lady as a cashier, so I'm kind of taking my time. All right. So then all of a sudden I took all my stuff out of the basket and I put it on. And then all of a sudden I asked, I say, are you born again? She said, yeah, I'm born again. I said, okay, yeah, all right. I said, she told me, when I mentioned to her, she told me, say, I go to church in Baton Rouge. She said, in a matter of fact, I go to church where my family go. She said, but what I'm going to do is, I need to go somewhere else. She said, I need to go somewhere else. I ain't told her about, oh, I know you need to go somewhere else. I ain't told her that. Always remember, that's a guess. All right? So I told her, I said, okay. And then she said, I need to go somewhere else. I said, there go my car. You remember that commercial? I think that's an American Express card would say, don't leave home without it. Don't leave home without this card. This is more powerful than American Express. All right? Okay, because we're on assignment for God. All right? So I had this card, so I gave her this card. And I told her, I'm inviting you to come to church. So see, a lot of, watch this here too. You remember the Bible talks about as a pastor teaching on finances too, when you give, don't give grudgingly. Don't give people that call like, oh, I'm doing it because apostles told me or whoever told me, but you're doing it grudgingly like you don't want to do it. You ever seen somebody going fishing with somebody and they should have stayed home? Man, I'm ready to go home. You should have stayed home. So I'm saying is when you're giving the card, talk to them and encourage. So I'm telling. She said, what your church at? I showed her the car. She said, oh, yeah. She said, oh, yeah, you go down this road here, and you turn at the light. She said, oh, that big old black gate. I said, yeah, that's it. I said, a matter of fact, I said, I'm on the staff. I work there. She said, okay. She said, I'll tell you what. She said, I'm coming this Sunday. Now, watch this here, too. Many of you all, the Bible said in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and let us be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. A lot of times you are inviting people, but guess what? Sometimes they'll lie to you. Boy, I done had a bunch of people about to put on a call. Ma'am, I'm going to be there. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming. So some of them ain't going to tell you. But I tell you what, just because people go fishing and they don't catch nothing, that don't mean they don't go fishing no more. So don't be weary. Don't think just because you invited somebody and they didn't come, that's all right. Because what God gonna do is He gonna give you more. He gonna give you more. So I want you to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Brother Montrell said, talking about the minister of health, he mentioned about all these subdivisions. They even building some right next door. Why all these subdivisions come? They're coming up for a reason. Amen. See, they're coming up for a reason. Just like God told Noah about building that, and he used that illustration, Noah built the ark. See, a lot of things, God wants you to be ahead of everything. And see, a lot of times we get around that time. Man, what you talking about? Oh, people going to be coming. People going to do all this. And people going to do that. The Bible says, why we look not at the thing which is seen? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, what it is, we look at this here ain't full, this here ain't full, this here ain't full. Ain't about what you looking at ain't full. You ain't going to fill it up anyway. Your assignment, my assignment is to tell them. And God, the Bible said, one plant, one water, and God give the increase. So guess what? This whole increase in the flock of what's going to happen here is it's going to be God anyway. But God needs somebody to go out there to be his messenger. Is it going to be you? Is it going to be you? All right. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. All right. Look at verse 3. Look what Paul say. But if our gospel, everybody say gospel. The gospel is the good news. But if our gospel be hid. But if our gospel be hid. It is hid. Now, when you hide something, that means you could find it or you can go look for it. I remember coming up as a kid, when I ain't gonna go to school, I used to hide my shoe. So don't, some of y'all don't look at me like I'm the only one who went to school. You know you played hooker, so okay, you know what I'm talking about. Might look like I'm just gonna see. That's what I like about our apostle. See, the Bible says he tells the truth, and that's the reason why people cater to this ministry and people love because why? He just tell it like it is. But what it is, when it come to a lot of time when they come to us at church, a lot of time what we're doing, we're fronting. The reason why I'm saying, because I front too. You done got it. You done got in a big bumblebees and wolves and all that. And then soon we hit the parking lot. Boy, we. And then when apostles start ministering, and apostles start going all in our business and stuff, and that's the Holy Ghost telling you about what you done last night, what you said last night, what you did last night. That's another reason why sometimes when you invite people, they might not want to come because.